I love him. Sweetest. His name is of Shabel, Shabel Rubinstein. His father was a big wrestler of David Rubinstein. He gets out of it. Anyways, he has a lot of stories. That's his thing. He goes around. He was a shamash of Leibitz Bender, and he's very close to Rav Berland, and his son was a shamash of Rav Berland also. Anyways, he's an older guy. I mean, older. He's close to 70, probably around 70 years old. Maybe less, 68, something like that, around there. And every time I see him, he lives in the area. I see him, no, Rav Shabel, give me a story. I need a story. Anyways, so yesterday, Dan and Nate there in Meron, in the tent. I was told he was there for Shabbos, and he told stories to everyone.
Which tent?
Tent of Chutzah Chesed.
Right,
you didn't go? Don't know why.
I don't know where it is.
Next time. Attend, it's food, 24 hours. It's nice.
No,
it
wasn't 4:30.
Ah, this is no people.
20 hours.
If people will come, we'll do that also.
Where's the tent?
It was, whatever, it was afterwards, in the room, somewhere in the corner. So, anyways, so he davened without Nitz, and then he went to leave. I said, "Eh, Shabbat, can't leave, I need a story." So he sat down, there were only two guys listening, three guys listening. Spoke about Rav Berland the last, and then he said how his father became a wrestler, of David Rubinstein. David? Matchaloza? I don't remember his father's name. His name's over here, I forgot. Anyway, so, he said that his grandfather, who Shobel his name was, came from the same town as Rav Aaron Rotz, the first Admor of Tzadis Aaron. Before he was an Admor.
Shomer
Munim. Yeah, he wrote the book Shomer Munim. He came from the same town, but his grandfather came before the Shomer Munim. The Shomer Munim came, where did he go? He didn't know anyone. He knew his grandfather, Rav Rubinstein's grandfather, so he stayed by his house. And then people for a few months, and then people saw that they're both big daveners. His grandfather, this Rav Aaron Roth. So they started getting around, and that's where the Chassidus was formed. In his grandfather's house. That's where it began. It's young Chassidus, only maybe 80 years old.
It's
formed here in Yerushalayim.
Here.
He came to the side. Anyways. So Rav Yeshua Azbel's father was a young boy, became the shamash of Rav Aaron Roth. He became a Rebbe. He didn't want to become a Rebbe. Everyone was gathering around him, so he became a Rebbe. Rav Aaron Roth. And his father, Rav Yeshua Azbel's father, became a shamash. Fine. Became a shamash. And the minhag of the Admor from Shomer Munim, he used to go, this is talking about 70 years ago, even more, he used to go, there was no tshuva going on. Everyone's against Judaism here, all the Chilonim, Balagan. He used to go every week to a different town, kibbutz, whatever it is, and speak Divrei Torah, get people close to Hashem. That was his thing. It burned in him. He'd go and do tshuva, people do tshuva. He used to cry and ask them, Hashem loves you, come do tshuva, get close to Hashem. So one time they were going to kibbutz Tzemach. Kibbutz Tzemach is right near Tveria, right outside Tveria, to the east of Tveria. And on the way, in those days you didn't go through Kvish Abika, you went through the whole country. And on the way they passed by Rabbi Meir of Alanes. So the Admor said, so he went with him also. So the Rabbi said, let's go into Rabbi Meir of Alanes. So the Maravi, it was late at night, they're on the way back maybe. So they go in. Middle of the night, who's there? Shmuel Shapira, Chechik, Horvitz, all the big breastlovers on the way to Meron. Right, as usual. And they're davening Maariv, shouting in the Avamash, pouring out their hearts. This is a regular Maariv, like Meila from Kippur. And then after they finish Maariv, they sit down right away, Tikkun Chatzos, screaming, crying, singing. Oh my, killing like Rabban. So his father, Rav Shovel's father, that night he told Rabban Kolto. He went together with the breast of him. Everyone became a breast of him that night. He said, this is what I need. It's for me. Another story, Sam, he told us. After a few more minutes. Rav Berland told the story. Rav Berland said, you'll learn about also what Rav Berland is. Rav Berland, he became close to Breslev. Rav Berland knows him 50 years ago. more before we became blessed than we just became. We started began becoming blessed. And in Bnei Brak they lived. And he was a young avrech, a younger man, Rav Dolan. Then he heard that there's a big tzaddik, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender in Yerushalayim, and he teaches Breslev, he knows Breslev, fine. So the shiur, it was every Thursday afternoon. So Rav Dolan went the whole Wednesday night, until the shiur time, he went to the field, Rav Elazar Dolan, screaming to Hashem that he'll merit to hear the shiur, and that he'll accept the shiur, and nullify himself that because he was a genius. So he could go, and then he has all kinds of things in his head that could go...
He was already present then.
He's beginning, yeah.
In the
20s,
when
he's
20.
Yeah, 20-something, yeah. They didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't sleep, yeah? It's Rabbanan telling the story. And the shiva of Rubinstein's father. Rubinstein heard it from his own ears, first hand. And then he went to the shiur on Wednesday, he heard the shiur, and then, right after the shiur, from Wednesday evening, Rabbi Marv, until the next morning, till the next night, he went to the field, screaming that he'll accept the shiur, then he'll learn the shiur, and then he'll do the shiur. Rabbelan, Mesirut Nefesh, completely, didn't eat, how many days is that? From Wednesday night, Thursday night, until Friday afternoon or something, I don't know, till Thursday night. Thursday in the middle of the night. Thursday in the middle of the night, he's completely exhausted. 3 days, almost he didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't sleep. Just screaming in the field. That he'll accept the shears. It sounds like I'm exaggerating, right? But this is what Rav Dolan said. And then afterwards, he wanted to tell him a different story that has to do with this. So he said, I was exhausted. He went to the shul, Rav Dolan, and he sees two people sitting in the shul. One guy is talking quietly, the other guy is silent, listening, and they're both tears, puddles, you know, rivers of tears going out of their eyes. One guy's talking quietly, another guy's listening. So he thought, these are probably the most biggest people in Breslau, look at them, they're such fires, he just became Breslau, he didn't know who these are. But he asked them, who are these guys? He said, I tell you the truth. One of them is a cook, another guy is a tayach, plaster, the guy puts the plaster on the walls. One of the guys is a cook, one of the guys is a tayach. What? This is the simplest guys in Breslau, I wonder what the big people are. Shmuel Shapira, before he met them all. So he does, and he's after Davin Shachris with them in the morning. After Shachris, one of the guys who was sitting there, the cook comes over to him. No, he doesn't talk almost. He calls him. So, you know, maybe he wants stucco. I don't know what he wants. He goes with him and he tells him, he takes him down. Come. Takes him up to his house. He motions to sit. He sits and then he goes into the kitchen. And he starts cooking. He hears cooking and smells all the making the eggs and a few salads and this and that. And he gives him to eat. He saw, he was exhausted or whatever. And he ate everything. Afterwards, he came to say, tell him thank you and everything. He tells him, get out of here. Go to wherever you came from. Don't tell me thank you. I just didn't do anything to do. Get out. This is the father of Rubinstein. He was the cook. So Rav Dolan tells the story. He wanted to tell how great the father was. But we also found out through the story how great Rav Dolan is. Huge. I have a lot of stories now. He told me so many stories. So once I told him to Rubinstein, I asked him, tell me stories. He said, I don't have any chidushim. Only I tell you the same story all the time. And now he had so many new stories. I told him, and I said, oh, you have new stories. I tell him. Sometimes, you know, it comes. Anyways, here you get them. I get to give it over also.